This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. As Reuters' Libby Hogan reports, the joint statement says China's move threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom.
The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, and foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. Protesters see the bill as a move by Beijing that delivers a severe blow to the city's freedoms. Around the world, the US, Britain, and the European Union have expressed concerns for the former British colony and one of the world's financial hubs.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. President Donald Trump has escalated his war on social media companies by signing an executive order that challenges the liability protections that have served as a bedrock for unfettered speech on the Internet. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the move might be more politics than substance.
We're fed up with it, and it's unfair, and it's been very unfair.
The move comes after Twitter added a warning phrase to a pair of Trump tweets decrying vote-by-mail efforts. Under the tweets, there's now a link reading, "Get the facts about mail-in ballots." That prompted the president to threaten social media companies with new regulation or even shuttering, tweeting, "This will be a big day for social media and fairness." Legal experts have expressed doubts that it could be done without an act of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in negative territory. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is